Hello, this is Sid Satter. You're listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 50. Started things off this time with Franklin from their self-titled album. The song there was Major Taylor. That came out in 1999, but I just picked up the album, which is sad because it is a very good album. I did hear that song on a Tree Records comp, way back at the time, I guess, and really enjoyed it and kind of forgot about it until I saw the Highlight Savant a couple months back, and then I thought, hey, I really liked Franklin, and of course the common link between the two there is Ralph Darden was in both. And so Franklin has broken up and left Philly, and Ralph has moved to Chicago, and now you have the Highlight Savant picking up very much where Franklin left off. I have not done one of these podcasts in about a million years, so I apologize, but I've been on the road having fun, so I'm not going to regret the lack of podcast either. I will try to make it quick this time for you, though. Next track we're going to play is by the Arab Strap off of their greatest hits called 10 Years of Tears. Came out last October on Chemical Underground, at least in the UK. I'm not sure if it even got a U.S. release or not. The track I'm going to play is called The Shy Retirer, and was my favorite song from their 2003 release, Monday at the Huggin' Pint. And that was before I started doing the podcast, so I thought, hey, I can bring it back to life here. So here we go. Let's go with Arab Strap and the song The Shy Retirer.
Before we came in, we do something. face get fatter. Then I thin it every weekend, and I think that she might want me, but I always slip off on my own, cause I let those feelings haunt me, they control me, but tonight I'm letting go. You're more than just a photo album, you're more than what some people let you know. And if we ever make it home, I'll tell you all the things that shape me thus. Something falls in a phone box, but lost in a restaurant. We've got so much to discuss. Here, have you tried the blue ones? Yeah, I hear he's got some new ones. Sleep is not an option tonight. Look at us just standing still. Look at them just posing pout. And we'll all be standing here until the pigs chuck us out.
The old style.
you for indulging me on that one. You may not have heard that song again, but I did. That is Peter Bourne and John off their album Writer's Block. Came out in June last year on Wichita Records, at least in the UK it did. The song there was Young Folks, and you've probably heard that a million times, even on commercial radio, but I'm slow to the game. Actually, I shouldn't be, because Catherine pointed that album out to me, like, I don't know, when it came out, told me how wonderful it was, and I ignored it. And then later, many months later, I heard that song on Sirius Radio in one of the rental cars I had, and went, gosh, I really like that. And when they told me who it was, I was a little embarrassed that I ignored her for so long. So anyway, that album was big, and everyone loves them. Breakout success out of Stockholm, and you're just now hearing it from me because I am not cutting edge. Coming up next is I'm going to play something from Sparta, and this again is something that I'm slow on the draw on. This album came out in October of last year, and then earlier this year I was asked to cover the show, so I picked up the album and tried to get acquainted with it, and I don't know, I've played it like a million times, and I don't like it. Well, with headphones on, it does have some advantages, and it kind of reminds me of Hum or maybe even Shiner, but for the most part it's just too damn slick, and that was kind of what I thought about their show as well. So your mileage may vary on this one, but this is Taking Back Control by Sparta off their album Threes.
Yeah.
That is Career Club with the song Megan off of their album, The New Record. That self-release record came out sometime last year. A Brooklyn band sent me that album in hopes of hearing it, and there you go. Overall, the album is some good, some bad, nothing that exciting. That track is my favorite on there, and I kind of enjoy that one in a loose power pop sort of way. Hope you do too. We are at the end of the program. I want to thank you for listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 50. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on Too Much Rock, you can visit the website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to finish this week with a song by Explosions in the Sky off their album, All of a Sudden I Miss Everyone, that came out in February of this year on Temporary Residence Records. The song I'm going to play is Catastrophe and The Cure. It's probably the most upbeat song on the album, and it's got some interesting changes in it, and probably works best in the podcast format, while the rest of the album, of course, is appropriately dreamy and expansive and works very well in your headphones on that long bus ride or some such. So we'll end things off here. Thank you very much for listening, and hopefully I'll be talking to you soon. Thanks.